Folk, written by Zoe Gilbert and read by Penelope Rollins.
Prick Song. Listen for the beat that runs through the gorse maze. It is an early twilight, the opening between last sun and first star. The door of the day closing until soon, night will seal it shut. There are feet thudding in the gorse's winding tunnels, hearts thumping in time. Above them, the breath of boys hisses. Puffs of their steam are lost in spiny roofs. Their arms are clad in sleeves of oxhide, hairy and black. The leather stinks, elbows sweat. White shirts stick to skin and newly shaved heads bob, tender amongst the prickly paths. 4 seasons of growth and the gorse has doubled her spines. She has grown chambers and passageways, whole rooms of thorn. She has twisted her maze so cruelly that not one boy has been able to learn it. Among the beating feet, Crab runs. His soles are sliding on loose soil. He is a skinny stick of a thing, taking his first turn at the gorse game. The bone shows through his pale scalp. He may be smallest, but he is fastest, skidding where the last of the golden flowers speckle sharp corners and hillocks. As the blue light deepens, he swivels at dead ends, ducks through scratching arches. Here and there he passes other boys, thrusting leathered arms into the gorse, bare fingers fumbling, wincing as the thorns prick. Crab has not dived yet. His eyes search the darkest parts of the gorse. When he finds what he wants, his dive will be headlong, the boldest of them all.
"Gorse mother,"
he whispers between hot breaths. Look now, down the hill, below the prickly forest with its flickers of yellow petal, to where the girls are waiting. They stamp their boots in the heather. They twang the strings of their long bows, pretending at arrows, then stretch the strings until they snap. With these bows, they have speared real arrows deep into the gorse, lodging amongst the thickest parts. The tattooed ribbons tied to them flutter against the gorse's black needles. Some girls have weighted their arrows with nails to make them go further and deeper. All of them have stitched their names onto the strips of cloth. A few have added a red dot, the thread broidered over and over to make a nub, which tells the boy who finds it that it is not only a mouth kiss he will get when he returns. All the girls want their kiss to be the reddest. A kiss from a boy who has dived so deep for her arrow that his lips have been pricked into a bloody pincushion. Werity Proud gathers the other girls together. Her eyes are sly, her lips pursed into a pout.
"Who do you want to kiss?"
she asks each girl in turn. Plum, the orphan. Linnet, the golden harvest queen. March and Grey, the scowling huntsman's daughters. They laugh and whisper names. The last to be asked is Madden Lightfoot, the stable girl. This year is her first with the arrow shooters. Her ribbon was the yolk yellow of gorse blossom.
"You can't choose who finds your arrow," Madden says, "and I won't tell who I'd want to kiss anyway."
Werity sneers at her, crossing her arms over her round belly.
"Just because you're pretty, don't think you'll get the best boy. He's for me."
"Hussy,"
Grey hisses.
"Not had your fill of them?"
asks March and pokes Werity's belly with the tip of her bow. Turn away from the heather slope to the seaward side of the hill. Sniff the air, catch the smoke. The men and women are already lighting torches, passing them along the line. All the villagers of Neverness are here. Fishers and farmers, shepherds and huntsmen, fowlmonger, fiddler, brewer and beekeeper, seamstress, midwife, miller and bard. Every year they gather, while the girls shoot their arrows and the boys hunt them out, racing in the gorse. They are hungry for fire and begrudge the wait, but custom is custom. When the youngsters' game is over and boys and girls are paired for the night, one kiss for each ribbon, they will make their thorny gorse mother blaze.